Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And tonight, I will be having the pleasure to have Miss Marie Bethel of Couture Fashions to come in. We're going to talk, going to get our fashion on tonight. I mean, I might learn how to dress or design something nice or get some nice design for me. Hint, hint. Anyway, if you want to holler at us, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You know, if you want to holler at me and Miss Bethel when she comes on in the second segment, feel free to give us a holler. Of course, the chat room is open right now. You go to blogtalkradio.com/smoothdrama and just jump into the chat room. You ask me a question, I'll answer. Maybe. I don't know for sure. I guess it depends on if I like you or not, or if your name is like provocative enough for me, or whatever. And of course, if you have questions, comments, concerns, hit me up, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I got you. And of course, if you want to send me nice pictures, I will never say no to that. The bad pictures, you can send to Ms. Drama. But the good pictures, you can send to me. And if you send me bad pictures, I'm going to clown you. Just so you know, I'm going to put it out there for the whole world. So if you send it, better be a good one. Anyway. Oh, almost forgot. Special shout out to my homie Sid Mestis. The big Godzilla homie. You know, I want to always, every week, I want to give a shout out to the old homies that's always around that support me. And my homie Godzilla, him and Miss Mestis, I'm down with y'all still. So if you listening, I'm shouting you out. So next time I'm in San Diego, I want some free food or something. Anyway, as you know, I always start off the show talking about things that crazy people do. And I would be remiss. Well, I'd be really remiss if I didn't speak. I say they're crazy. Maybe it's the crazy action. Or, yeah, it's just crazy things that they do. Like, just this past weekend, it was Sword Swallowers Day all around the world. People who were swallowing swords, not metaphorical swords, but like real actual like metal. One guy, David Periferi, I'm sorry, I'm going to mess it up. So, yeah, David, he attempted to swallow a sword while sandwiched between two beds of nails. And then have somebody smash a cinder block with a sledgehammer right on top of me. That is crazy. That's it. Oh, and speaking of which, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring on my homegirl, Miss Drama.
Yeah, how you living, Miss Drama? I'm running sorry. Out of patience, but I'm good.
You running out of patience with me?
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Are we going to be okay?
Only if you tell, if you stop telling people to send those pictures to my email, then we're going to be good.
All right. I promise never to tell people to send pictures to your email.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not that I gave your email out.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, you know, but the one, you encourage it, and you just...
I thought you enjoyed that type, you know, that notoriety. I got you. I mean, how many people can say I got people sending me pictures that I don't know?
I'm sure a lot of people can say that.
But that's your fans of yours, though. They're like, I like Miss Drama so much, I'm gonna send her this junk shot.
The what?
Anyway, I'm going to move on. That was bad. Yeah, you know, since we were all things that crazy people do, you missed Sword Swallowers Day this weekend. Did you swallow any swords?
Swallow what? Any swords? Is that a...
Yeah. Not a metaphor.
It's not one of them. I don't know what to call it.
It was actual swords.
No. The answer is no.
Okay. Well, I had to ask. I mean, because, you know, you never know. You could be one of people like, you know what? Sword Swallowers Day. I'm down.
I would like to meet the people swallowing swords.
You know, I wouldn't.
You would too?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
I think it's kind of scary. I mean, you know, I guess, depending on who you're talking about, I guess for some people, some dudes is like, yeah, old girl, swallow them shorts. Yeah, that's the one. But on the regular, nah.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Well, I don't know. It's a scary thing. They really brave.
Right. You're putting a piece of metal down your throat, and it's sharp. Just, you know.
Yeah, and it's sharp.
It's sharp. So, I'm just having bad thoughts, so I'm going to move on from that. Now, the crazy things that people do, I'm not going to say living in the Netherlands is crazy, but there's a town in the Netherlands where they have an eagle owl that is attacking people. It's attacked like several people. It's an eagle owl, and it's attacking people, like swooping down and throwing his claws into your head. And it's in Purmerend, the Netherlands. And my question is, what the hell did the people of Purmerend, Netherlands do to piss off this owl?
I mean, so it's just attacking everybody?
If you were in that town, it's like, if I see you, I'm trying to get you. So I'm like, are they like, they kill all the rats, and they eating rats in the Netherlands, and so the owls is like, oh, you gonna get my food, and I'm gonna treat you like rats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, they winning, cause they, you know, coming from that airstrike.
The Netherlands?
No, the Eagles. They're in the air, so you can't really fight against that.
Yeah, I mean, I've never really had any reason to want to go to the Netherlands. I'm guessing it's a pretty country, but, you know, this maybe I need to visit there. Well, maybe not that town, because obviously something creepy is going on, because they have owls, evil owls that are attacking people for no reason. Yeah,
let's stay away from there. Let's mark that off the list.
Yeah, we're going to mark that off the list. We're not going there.
No need to go. But, did you say a but?
I said but.
But?
So, I mean, in Lincoln, Nebraska, there was a dude who, he had a bowl that of supposedly it's supposed to be sour cream, but he put not weed on it, and he had weed in there.
What?
Yeah, he was possessing a container that had strips saying not weed, and it was full of weed.
So it was a container that said not weed, but it was weed?
Yeah.
I'm confused. So where did the sour cream come from?
See, you know, it's like the person that I think we talked about it earlier this year. She had a shirt, "I'm not a meth dealer," but she was transporting meth. So we have here an individual who is carrying sour cream containers that are labeled not weed, filled with weed.
Okay, so it's like a subliminal.
Yeah, I want to be caught.
Direction. No, because, you know, the best place to hide is in plain sight. So if that's true, then I mean, like, oh, no, this isn't weed. Like, because people who say that get themselves away.
Yeah, but no. But he was caught.
He what?
He was caught.
Well, yeah, I mean, he caught. Well, what I'm saying is, like, you know, it's like mind tricks or whatever. Like,
I'm just saying, just carry it. Don't put signs and say this is not weed, because then folks is like, oh, you must have weed.
Yeah, you know.
Well, maybe they couldn't. I reckon it with this, and this is my personal thing. Yeah, I reckon it. You know how you go out to the club, whatnot. And you'll see the women with the mini skirt, and, you know, they got on the thong or nothing at all, and they are mad when they get their butts touched and whatnot. And I mean, and I'm not gonna say that it's right for the fellas to violate.
Not right, it's dead wrong. Like, it's dead wrong.
Right, but at the same time, you can't be shocked if you putting it out there that somebody wants to touch it.
But you can be shocked, okay? Just because you wear whatever you just said doesn't mean, oh, here, touch me.
Right. But at the same time.
No.
Now
let's be, like, a little bit logical, you know.
Okay, let's be logical.
Okay. So just because I wear whatever, and if I don't have no underwear underneath, that don't mean, oh, touch me. Please touch me. No, you know?
See, this is why all the dudes want to send you pictures.
That's why the dudes what?
I'm just saying. I mean, we allegedly, Ms. Drama might go out with a mini skirt with no underwear on. Maybe, hypothetically speaking. And she would not appreciate any of you fine gentlemen out there putting your hands on her unless she expressly says, yes, put your hands on me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Right.
But conversely,
That still might be, because I might be setting you up. If I tell you to put your hands on me, it might be a setup. I like to just send subliminals, you know. And if I'm doing it right, then they know when to touch me. I don't have to say it or stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how things work.
That's how things work.
Yeah. Gotcha. I'm going to write a book. So y'all will be informed. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say, if you have weed in your purse, don't write, "There's no weed in my purse."
Just don't say nothing. That's probably the smartest thing, right?
Right.
That way you can smell it. That loud.
Okay.
So I'm just going to write loud. Loud. Maybe
okay.
That'll come off.
I guess. Oh, well, I got one more thing here before we go on break. There's a rabbi, Mendel Epstein, who he would kidnap Jewish men who wouldn't give their wives divorces to, like, force them into giving the wives divorces. That's kind of crazy.
So forced them into, like, he tortured them into doing it, or forced them, like, "We're just going to give you a divorce because he ain't showed up"?
Well, I mean, you know, you abduct somebody, they probably going to sign anything so they can be free, right?
Yeah. Does he only work with Jewish people? I know a couple people that need this.
But he's got
a little service. I think he cornered the market.
He's kind of on trial right now.
Oh, how long is that going? Can he work from jail? He should be able to do that from jail.
All right. Well, I mean, he's 69 years old. I mean, you know, we'll look him up and we'll give him a holler and see if
he can. Can you do that?
Yeah, we'll give him a holler and see if we can get him.
I'm saying people need him out here.
All right.
He'll see how you go on trial for helping people. Dr. Kevorkian and this dude, they just helping folks.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, before we get Ms. Beth off, we going to go on break. This is Clay Creation, your favorite rapper.
Listen, 911 emergency. I just killed your favorite rapper, it's a murder scene. Self-defense first, he tried to murder me. We talk about turning up and how we getting currency. Good golly, that is too much molly. At the end of it all, pride was his folly. Death to your Dougie, death to your jerk. How y'all think that's hip-hop? Only proves we getting worse. Biggie's ex without a job, fake without work. So I work just to make all this fake stuff hurt. By the way, your favorite rapper died of his own chains. There were gold, but they shackled up his right brain. Crucifixion, the death of me is a new reign. My lyrics fell from the sky, that's that new rain. Back to this rap game, I spit flame. Every punchline is top skull that goes over brain. I guess I'm too cryptic. I ain't simple, so the people don't get it. I don't care who you rap for. God deserves excellence, bro. Not your wax low. Dr. Seuss rhyming, planning rap careers. Green eggs and hams won't do it this year. Don't give your job a day up. They say they ball hard, but can't even make a layup. I'm gone. Life, yet I kill the mic. Make the zombies wanna dance like I'm Thriller Mike. Man, I ain't a cool kid, I'm an iller type. And my rhyme scheme sick, it's the iller type. Creativity is here. I no longer fear how the masses will adhere. I am only me, I am never them. A brother of music, hip-hop be my kin. Stand on the word, man, the scripture is my shin. And my chin dropping rises to the liver, what's within? Your favorite rapper, death to him. Fans, death to them. 911 emergency. I just killed your favorite rapper, it's a murder scene. 911 emergency. I just killed your favorite rapper, it's a murder scene. I just killed your favorite rapper, it's a murder scene. I just killed your favorite rapper, it's a murder scene.
With your host, Mr. F the N Word, and my lovely co-host, Miss Drama. That was Clay Creation, your favorite rapper. And speaking of my favorite rapper, I'm trying to. I think we just lost our esteemed guest here. Let's get her back on, so we can talk a little fashion designing. Cause I'm trying to get some clothes made. I'm trying to get some clothing. I mean, you know. Yeah, we can get our fashion on. And speaking of which, Miss Marie Beth of Couture Fashion, how you doing? I think she has dropped off again. We're gonna try again. We're gonna get it going, cause I need some, my clothing account needs some love. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I need some fashion tips or something design. I need some fashion tips.
Okay. Okay.
Hello?
Miss Beth, how you doing? Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good now. Glad to get you on. Sorry about the technical difficulty. How you doing?
Yes, I'm going to put you on speaker. Yes.
Okay. All right. So, now tell us about Couture Fashions and how you came about the idea to start it.
What's that?
I said, tell us about Couture Fashions and what made you want to start your own fashion design company.
Oh, well, I always like sewing and designing and you know, making my own children clothing, and I decided that after doing nursing and I decided to open my own little business.
Okay, so what kind of clothing are we looking at? I mean, you got some for me, you got some for my co-host, Miss Drama. I mean, we want to know what you're working with.
Ladies clothing and I used to do men, but the men kind of fussy, you know, they do not trust women. So
what?
I am only doing ladies clothing right now.
I'm hurt.
No, I mean, I will still do it, but the men don't. I am a tailor too, seamstress tailor. I took a course in that, and but the men and them, you know, they rather go to a male tailor.
Well, I'll just speak for myself. I mean, I don't care who designs it, so long as it looks good.
Of course. And that's,
you know,
good. And I wish some of those men would think like that.
I don't know what men did you design it for. I mean, just like, no, I'm not going to wear your clothes because you're not a man.
No. But you got a few, but most of them figure, oh, no, you may not fit me well. I think I'll go to a tailor. And so, you know, I did a few jackets and so on, and but then I decided, well, I won't bother with the men anymore. I think I would just stick with the ladies.
You still hurt me.
Well, maybe I would do for you.
All right. That's what I'm talking about right there. So I know you were born in Trinidad. You were born and educated in Trinidad. What made you want to travel? What made you want to leave Trinidad, you know, and go and travel the world and become fashion designer of all things?
Well, I guess I had a terrible husband. That's the first thing. So I ran for my life, and I went to Canada. I had to escape from this man. It was the only way to get rid of this man. Honestly, I married too young, and it didn't work out, and was a very bad man. So. The first chance I get is to go to Canada, and then from Canada, well, I studied in Canada, stayed there for a couple of years, and I remarried, had my children, and then I came to United States, then go to United Kingdom and finish studying fashion.
Okay, so now I know why you don't want to design men's clothing.
Oh, no. I love men, but Jesus Christ. I think God will have to send me one, because I always pick the wrong one.
All right. And so now, you know, from there you went to New York, became a freelance designer, and I guess, I mean, from there you decided... You know, when you decided to not work for somebody and you said, I'm going to do my own thing, how did that transformation go?
Well, I think I get tired of working for people and you doing all the hard work and you're really not getting, you're not getting the benefits you need. And I figure if I can design and make your business, you know, successful, why not do something for myself, you know? And then I had a lot of private clients. You know, do some freelancing on my own over the weekend, doing wedding dresses and so on. And with that, I figured, well, you know what? I can do something private in my basement.
Okay.
And... I decided to do that with a friend and you know, get couture fashions.
Okay. So now, I mean, you're doing your thing, and you're doing clothing for females only. what would you say your clothing? Your clothing style is. I mean, what's your design style? I mean, what would you say you hang your hat on design wise?
Well, I design anything, and I don't really really look at books or anything like that. I think my knowledge just comes straight from up there, from the man. I just, you know, pick up paper and pen and just do the designing and do a lot of couture design, you know. I don't do too much ladies' pantsuit because I think it's so cheap. I like doing the cocktail dresses and, you know, gowns and so on like that.
Okay, so you would say that your style, I mean, would your style be something that would appeal to older generation, younger generation, or do you think that you can appeal to both?
Oh, everybody. I can design to please everybody. Sexy, you want to be sexy? I don't like trashy though.
Okay, well, you know, my co-host Miss Drama, she liked the wanna be sexy stuff. So, you know, if you talking about wanna be sexy clothing, you know, that's right up her alley.
Yeah, always. That's my middle name, Sexy. But it's like, you know, sometimes anything, you can wear anything, and, you know, it can be kind of sexy.
Okay. So,
I wanted to know, like, how someone would start from nothing. If this is their dream, if this is something they wanted to do, what advice would you give them if they're starting from nothing, just their idea?
Okay. Well, fashion is a hard business to get in. And you really have to love it and stick with it and be positive and don't listen to people saying, oh, you may not make it because it's so difficult. No, you try, because maybe you will come up with something so good that you might just be a millionaire in the morning. Nobody have that type of design. So, I mean, if you're creative and you love fashion, then you should go for it and don't be afraid and listen to anyone. You know, you just stick with it because you're going to make it. You got to believe.
Okay. All
right.
So
now,
do you
recommend having a mentor?
My pardon? Oh, a mentor.
Yeah.
Oh, my mentor is really Albert. Albert had the biggest stores in West Palm Beach. He had one in, what they call that other place. Anyway, but he had many stores. He started off with Ralph Lauren. And he was the type of designer like to do his own thing. He's like me. He liked to do his sewing, his pattern, everything for himself.
Okay.
And he's a couture. That's what he is. And he's my mentor. And anytime I need an advice, I call him. He knows about fashion.
All right. So nice. So now, do you do like fashion shows? I mean, how do you put your stuff out there? You do like fashion shows. Do you have like stores? I mean, where will we be able to find your merchandise?
Well, I'm not in the store yet because I do more private design. Like, I do my stuff online because overhead expense you save. So I set up in my basement and I do all my designs. And sometimes some designers would send me an email that they want this to make, and then they send the material and everything. And so it's more private. And then I would do it and send it off with UPS. And if I have a deadline, then I have professional contractors that I can get them to help me put this line on. And as the fashion show, I did a couple of fashion show with other people for charity. And I'm soon looking to hook up with somebody to put out a new line.
Okay. So, do you have like a set of models, or is it people you know, or do you work with professional models and agencies? And I mean, I've always been fascinated how that goes, probably because don't laugh at me. I watched the movie Mahogany way back in the day, and it was always a cool movie. It was my sister's. It's actually my baby sister's favorite movie, and we watched it last time I was down there visiting. And I always wondered how is the fashion industry. I know you said it was hard. I mean, now the people, the models, the companies. I mean, are they as ruthless and cutthroat as it's rumored to be?
Well, it is a cutthroat business. It's a stealing business, too, because it's not something that you could do as if if you've written a book, you could always copyright it. I mean, this business is that first come, first serve. With me, my ideas, as I said, sometimes I do something and I got to rush with it, because in the next year or two there, it's outside now. It's like somebody's thinking about the same thing. And as models, you just get the model agency. And most fashion show, like I should have been in Atlantic City Fashion Show for this year, but I couldn't make it with the moving around and doing things, so I couldn't do the show. And then someone stole a couple of the dresses for the show, so that makes it worse. Otherwise, I would have been in that show. And they supply the models, but you got to pay. These things are not free.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine. So you would say that there's been a lot of theft as far as your ideas go?
Well, the thing is that, you know, well, you're taking a chance in anything you're doing, but you got to be positive to say, well, what can you do? If you don't put it out there, then nobody will see it.
Right.
So you definitely have to do it and hope for the best. You know, like I got some ideas, and God, I go into the store, and I say, shuck, someone is just thinking like me, but I better rush. I better rush with my ideas very quickly. You know? And this is what happened with the fashion business. You can be poor today and rich in the morning.
All right. So,
you
now,
know, this is how you do.
Do you have that book of designs, your sketches? I mean, I know you went to school and you know some Photoshop, you know a little Illustrator. I mean, do you keep your files on the computer? Do you have like your master book, or do you do both as far when you throwing down your designs?
Well, I'm old fashioned. I'm from the old school. So I have a lot of sketch books with all my designs, and this is when someone wants something and I would show them and they would pick one of my designs there because it's very unusual. It's one of a kind garment. I do not make the same garment. But as I say, I am hooking up with someone who's doing something else, and maybe then it will be in the stores because they already have, you know, they have the hookup. You see, it's got to have a hookup.
Right. Well, that's why I'm talking to you, because I want the hookup. My gear needs a little upgrading. So, you know, you give me some fashion tips, it would be greatly appreciated. But I know right now I'm not into cross-dressing, so I can't wear any of the clothing that you have. I'm hoping that one day you will start designing men's clothes.
Yeah, well, the man is too slow. I mean, I made a suit for my own son, and the one that died, I made him suit. He said, oh, look what my mom made. And he brought some friends. I did some. But, you know, guys don't really rush too much with fashions, you know, unless it's one of those, well, I don't want to see it on the air anyway, you know, about fashion. You understand?
Metrosexuals, I believe, is the term for men who are into fashion.
I'll tell you what, they are in higher fashion than the women in them.
Yeah.
You can learn from them.
So I hear. So tell me, where if I wanted to purchase something for a lady friend, or if Ms. Drama wanted to purchase any of your materials, where will we go?
Well, what you do, you just, you get my number, my email me, and I would let you know, you know, but you would let me know what you want, and I can have it for you.
Okay, well, see, I'm talking to the listeners in general, because the listeners might be interested in purchasing some of your material, so you want to tell them what website they can go to? I mean, I don't want to give out your number. So you want to tell
It's www.couturefashions.com. And the number is 1-86-291-5351. That's the main number. whether I am in Canada or United States, because I have Canada and United States couture fashions. So wherever I am, that number will come straight to my phone.
All right. So you want to spell that out for the people? Because, I mean, couture, I mean, I...
Couture. It's couture fashions?
Yes.
It's C-O-U-T, T like in Tom, and U like in umbrella. R for Robert, I for Ink, E for Edwards, and R for Robert. Couture fashions.
All right.
And the number is 1-866-291-5351. And it's www.couturefashions.com.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And definitely, I'll be checking for you. And, you know, when you start making the men's gear, I'm going to holler at you.
Well, I do hope so.
Once again, I want to thank you. And if you're ever doing the show, you ever travel out to Cali, look me up. I would love to hang out with you. And maybe if I get out to Jersey, I'll look you up and I can come see you and your stuff on the walkway.
Well, definitely I would let you know, because I am my mentor. He'll be coming from West Palm Beach into New Jersey, and we're talking about the show. This man loves fashion. He's much older, but he loves fashion, and he's good at it. So we want to do a show, and I promise him, yeah, we'll put on a show, maybe charity show for breast cancer, because I support them.
All right. Well, once again, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and look forward to having you on again sometime.
Yeah, and thank you very, very much for having me on. And good luck. And I hope that if you ever need anything, oh, yeah, I'll make for you as a man. Yes, definitely, I will.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that.
Totally.
I'm holding that favor in my back pocket here.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show, and you have a good night.
You're welcome, and have a good night, and take care, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. That was Marie Beth of Couture Fashions. You know, she's got some nice stuff. So you go to her website and you'll see she's got a nice variety of things that you can ride with, ladies. I mean, unfortunately, she hasn't quite got to the men's side yet, and maybe that's I can needle her into making some men's clothing, maybe. I don't know. But on that note, we gonna take a break here, because every now and again, it pays to take a break. So I'm gonna do a little nepotism like I always do. This is my homies, The Hue, featuring Ladybug Mecca. Slick.
Thank you. your mama be bugging and all kinds of other be loving. So you, I am Scott, and then went to Toasters, gave him a space CD and some posters, just like that.
Your host, Mr. F the N-word. That was the homies out of Houston. The Hue. Slick. Kind of slick, mellow. Good feeling music. I try to get my dance on. Thankfully, I got the kind of dance moves that need to be played on the radio. So you never see them. You just know that, I'm grooving. I say I'm grooving, so you can either believe it or not, you can imagine me getting my groove on. Because if you saw it in real life, you probably wouldn't say I was grooving. You'd be like, hey man, stop that. That is not cool. But I don't know if this is cool. But KFC, apparently, saw that in the state of Colorado, the marijuana dispensaries are doing big business, earning, almost like $1 million a year for different retailers. So what they did, they decided to incorporate marijuana dispensaries in their Colorado franchise restaurants. So, the franchise has the opportunity to expand into the business for an additional $35,000 setup fee. So now, according to some figures that I just put out, 42 of the near 100 KFC franchises in the state of Colorado have added this option to their menu. So, yeah, you can smoke some weed at KFC, eat some chicken. I don't even know how I feel about that. I mean, you know, they're going to be carding folks. So I guess it'd be a first. You get carded in the fast food joint. And I'm going to guess that KFC may be the first. But I'm guessing McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King, Wendy's probably will follow suit shortly, as they're not going to leave them dollars on the table. Now, according to them, not only will you have to be 21 years and older with your picture ID, you can only buy like an ounce at a time, and out-of-state residents are limited to a quarter ounce. And I guess due to the banking restrictions, all the sales are required to be cash transactions. So, and I guess their prices begin around $200 and up per ounce, along with the 25% marijuana tax. Huh. I still don't know how I feel about it, but at the same time, it sounds dangerous as hell, because at KFC, everybody's going to have all this cash because they ain't there to buy an ounce. And, you know, criminals know certain days of the month, folks going to have a lot of cash. Well, I guess it wouldn't really matter. It doesn't matter what day of the month there. But, yeah, cash business. Straight cash, homie. As Randy Moss used to famously say, cash. Craziness. So, get ready. Fast food restaurants, you get your weed. And, I mean, are they going to have places for folks to just, like lounge and sit and chill? I mean, is KFC going to be the place to be in Colorado now? I have to get my homegirls from Miles from Marijuana on here and talk about that. It's like, KFC, I wouldn't have thought. That's the new spot. You get it in there. Now, speaking of getting it in there, I saw something that just I couldn't let ride. It's there's a HIV vaccine that according to US scientists, it completely protects monkeys from HIV. And so they're saying that vaccines normally train the immune system to fight an infection. Instead, the researchers at Scripps Research Institute in California have altered the DNA of monkeys to give their cells HIV-fighting properties. And they say it's such a big deal that they want to start human trials soon. So, you know, I guess you HIV, you go to Scripps Research Institute, volunteer, you might get freed. Although, there is the caveat, because the vaccine, it's a vaccine, but you're going to have to still re-up. It's not gonna be something where you take it and then bam, you're free. It's something where you're gonna have to go back every 9 months to a year. So yeah. Whatever that's worth. I mean, we know ain't no money in the cure. Money's in the re-up, so I guess you'll just be able to re-up with your HIV vaccine. Which, to me, I'm saying, if it's a vaccine, it should be long term. You know, but they say this is what their goal is, sustained remission in chronically infected people. So they want to move toward long-term protection from HIV infection. And I say, as I've always been one of the persons who believe that HIV was made in the laboratory, you know, I will still never, ever believe that there was a dude that was like, man, that green monkey look hot. I want to get some. I mean, it's just never going to be believed by me. You know, there are some lies, I mean, well, there's not some, there's a whole lot of lies that go on. And I guess for some people, they can believe that, but I will never be the one who believes that there was a green monkey. There was a dude that wanted to have sex with the green monkey, so he had sex with the green monkey, and boom, that's how HIV started. Because, no, I'm just not going to believe it. And it's definitely not something that, you know, the myth was HIV obviously was something in the gay community exclusively. And I'm like, well, Greek society was gay. Roman society was gay. There's a lot of, you know, overtly gay societies. They didn't get HIV. It's because it's new, made in the lab. But that's my conspiracy theory. I'm just saying that, like we talk about the things that crazy people do, if you're going to trust a vaccine from the U.S. government, you know those people that made the disease in the first place, allegedly. Then, I got a couple bridges to sell you. And some underwear underneath. that I designed. U.S. vaccine. Because remember that last time they was giving vaccines out to the young with syphilis? Didn't quite work out well. Oh, and on that note, I want to thank Miss Marie Bethel of Culture Fashions for coming on and enlightening us in the fashion business. I want to give a shout out to my co-host, Ms. Drama. I, of course, am Mr. F the N-Word. It's another Smooth Drama revelation. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.